is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news and intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversations. 96.9 FM. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of the management and staff of Guardian Radio.
You're listening to Talking Heads with Naughty and Mary Jane. Only on Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM.
Talking Heads with Naughty and MJ is brought to you by Battery and Tire Specialists, Burger King, Fine Threads, The Free National Movement, John's Department Store, KFC, Lowe's Wholesale, the Ministry of Agriculture and Marine Resources, Naughty Johnny's, Percy's Island Games, Prince Masters, the Progressive Liberal Party, Thompson Trading, and Tropical Gyros.
Got it locked and loaded to the Friday, April 10th edition of Talking Heads. Naughty and MJ and your company right up until 6 p.m. And kids, if you're in the car right now and you see your parents nodding your head and, you know, your mom nodding her head from side to side, your dad tapping on the steering wheel, listen, they know music. That is, and I hate to say it, the late, great Afrika Bambaataa.
That's right. Afrika Bambaataa, who we lost, sadly, yesterday, one of the, you know, DJs, premier DJs of our time.
If you know anything about hip-hop, and you talk about the origins of hip-hop, like real hip-hop, not this mumble rap foolishness.
You're talking 80s, 90s hip-hop.
Where 70s, 80s, 90s origins, where it developed, where the sound, you know, became global, and it started to go outside of New York City.
Yep.
And to the United States and to the world. And when you think of it, Afrika Bambaataa and the Soul Sonic Force, big part of that.
Extremely important part of that.
And I say that because I grew up on hip-hop. I am hip-hop, like KRS-One say.
Yeah.
And this foolishness, what I hear today, garbage. This mumbled rap. Lifestyle. Some of the hymna. Some of the mima. Lama the humma.
I understand what they say.
I got kicked in the groin. That's why I sound like I'm screaming. Lifestyle.
You know what? The kids are not happy with you right now.
Because that's a desecration to the hip hop that I know.
Mumble rap. They love the mumble rap.
Not mumble rap.
Very hard
mumble
to understand.
Crap.
Very, very.
And, you know,
it's
so
different.
When I see
legends
like Afrika Bambaataa pass away, that's a lot of memories. That's,
yeah,
that's dancing with a boombox on cardboard on the side of Premier Importers, a bunch of us in the road, spinning and freaking ourselves out trying to break dance, going inside wondering why my shoulder hurt, why my neck hurt, why my knee hurt. But we were out there, and that led to, and that right there, Afrika Bambaataa and the Soul Sonic Force, Planet Wrong. That has been one of the most sampled,
super sampled songs of, you know,
ever.
All time.
So, yeah, when I get a little melancholy like that, when I see people that I grew up on that made me dance and made my head nod, and I'm just like, wow.
Yeah.
It's a little sobering and a little sad, but, you know, I appreciate all that he contributed. The late, great Afrika Bambaataa, government name Lance Taylor, known professionally as Afrika Bambaataa, was an American disc jockey, DJ, rapper, and record producer. He was notable for releasing a series of genre
uh-huh.
defining electro tracks in the 80s. The The one I came in with right there, Planet Rock, the most popular one.
Yeah, that's
one,
like
global.
The most popular one. And his parents, Jamaican and Bajan, correct?
Correct. And when y'all think about, and DJs will appreciate this, when you hear about breakback DJing,
yeah,
he was one of the pioneers and one of the founders of it.
So he did it well.
And that has transpired and transcended into today's game, still to in the evolution of hip-hop. It touched a lot of DJs along the way.
Yeah.
But today, to be honest with you, your rappers suck. Your rappers couldn't carry my rappers' jocks with four handles. And don't come to me and say, some of the hammer, some of the ha-ha, some of the ah-ah, lifestyle is rap. Let's go to the phone lines. Talking Heads.
Hey, Gracious, you should know the NNG.
Hey,
what's going on?
Hey, no, you tell them, baby, God, Buck.
Oh, there you go, Sir Mix-a-Lot. That's
Sir
another
Mix-a-Lot.
One right there.
Oh, yeah.
Big in the 80s.
And huge from Seattle. That was one of the biggest rappers that came out of that Seattle, Washington area and put them on the map with their sound.
Right.
Yeah, second thing, right? Okay, with the election coming on the way, right? A lot of people really don't know how much time you have to vote, you know. I think it's actually, how much time off you have to vote? I think it's actually 3 hours. If could you clarify that to people, please?
I think
some people are under the impression that you actually have the day off.
No,
no. You have half a day off.
I mean, if your boss gives you the day off, then go ahead and take it.
Then
but
take it.
I think by law, you're allowed 2 hours, and then some people combine that with their lunch hour, so that would get you to the 3 hours.
Yeah, I think the radio station should actually go out and publicize it, like basically like every week to let the public know.
Well, what I'll do over the weekend.
How much hours they do have.
I'll get an official update over the weekend, and then come Monday show, I'll make sure I do a general for you.
Yeah,
maybe,
drop that PSA.
Maybe Dwight and them will do it from first thing in the morning, but we'll get it out there for you.
And third thing before I go, right? I think this one I can be serious, right? Based on the fact that after Lincoln Bean, Mr. Lincoln Bean, let me call him Mr. Lincoln Bean, came out and said that if any foreigners on the line, that you should go and announce it. So I already know this one can play out. Now you can imagine the line, you're sitting on the line. The first thing that happens, someone say, look at that one.
No,
you
man.
Tell that one ain't no beaming. Next
oh,
thing,
no,
they fight on the line.
Well, if you're and there seems to be some irregularities, I would question it. I wouldn't do it to the point of a Lincoln stance, you know, because I didn't see him freaking himself out in the bush shooting gun and no. But I would say question it. I would say don't bring violence into it, but I would say question it. I would say, hey, I got a situation with this. I want to make sure this 100%. And if you see translators anywhere near where you go inside to vote, that's an issue too. It's bad enough that they at the registrations now, or they were at the registration, they may be outside of Poland. But I'll be honest with you, you go in there in that room to vote and you have translators, Houston, we have a problem.
Yeah. All right, though. Take it easy, bro.
All right. So, yeah, I mean,
the parties will have their representatives in there, right?
I'm sure.
I don't want to see any craziness on the line.
I don't need nobody freaking themselves out.
Delaying people while they're on their little 3 hours trying to vote.
You can't deny Bahamians to ask to question if they feel like there's an irregularity.
And that's why leaders will make sure that they have their there. They're properly trained. And, of course, you know, there are different methods to view your, you know, if you feel that something untoward is happening. We have those systems in place. So the fighting on the line or the getting into it with people on the line, I don't necessarily think that is the solution to this problem. But I would say everyone should be vigilant because this is a very important process for Bahamians. And of course, it falls on us as Bahamians to safeguard our elections. And that's why I say leaders should, you know, just ask everyone to be responsible. Have your people trained. Have them ready to use every legal recourse that they can if there are any irregularities. But no fighting on the line.
No fighting, but
no fight in front of me, please. They're just trying to vote, be in, and be out. And it's, what, 200? So if it goes the way that we're hoping, which is full participation, some of these lines could be long, but stick it out. Make sure your voice is heard.
All right. We're going to open up the lines today. It is Friday. It is the Week in Review. We are locked and loaded. We're ready, and we want to hear from you, all right? We want to hear what's got your goat, what's got your gander, what's got you, you know, what's bugging you, all right? We'll start it off now, and then we'll get into it in the buzz as well, brought to you by John Shoes on the flip side of the break. But if you want to be part of the convo, you want to be a talking head, here's how.
Here's how you can become a talking head, brought to you by BTC.
Text lines powered by BTC422GR96. That's 4224796. Phone lines open in New Providence, 323-6232, 325-4259, 325-4316. Toll free in anyone in the family islands, 242-300-5720. Stream us live. Take us wherever you want to go. GuardianTalkRadio.com. That's GuardianTalkRadio.com. Cable channel 969, BTC Flow channel 612. That's how you get it in. That's how you get it on for fresh news, smart talk all day right here on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. And, of course, a big part of the conversation will be the headlines.
It's time for Headliners. Everything that's making headlines in the 242. Brought to you by the Fine Threads.
And this was blazing up the pages of the Nassau Guardian News and Views in Madison's 1844. Brought to you by the Fine Threads. Concord announces plans for Grand Lucayan. Look, I'm not even going to read this. Lord bless him wherever he is. Mr. Mills, my favorite teacher from St. Andrews, my English teacher, had a sign on his desk where we would put the papers in and pick them up. It said, garbage in, garbage out. When it comes to the Grand Lucayan and this administration and the way they handled it, Concord, Wilshire, garbage in, garbage out. I don't believe you. I'm not going to waste my time. I'm not even going to cast my eyes on reading it. I'll move to the MJ. If you want to indulge the foolishness that is.
We've gone over the announcement. I hope, you know, something happens. But this is not what we were told to expect.
And at the end of the day, it's for another cruise port?
I got to see it.
It's for another cruise port?
Well, the last announcement that Concord Wilshire made, telling us that they would get back to us in 2 weeks, which 2 weeks ain't come and gone yet, according to them. They put plans forward that look like it's going to be a glorified cruise port now. Very different from
the
original.
So how does that help the heads and beds and all of that situation?
The original idea that we were sold. So I'm just going to let them do their due and we'll see what happens. And I just, something drains your energy. So you're just like, yeah, get back to me when you could show me something real.
Grand Bahama Chamber says more details needed on Grand Lucayan plans.
That sums it up.
American man flown to Grand Bahama as investigation into wife's disappearance continues.
Mm. That story's internet. I saw it on ABC News.
How he end up overboard with a bad knee?
I saw it on ABC News.
I don't know who representing him, but they should tell him that if you're a foreign national, especially an American, you get caught in this country with drugs, guns, or face going to B-Docs, tell them you have diabetes and the medicine can't get fine here and you got a skin condition and they let you go.
Free card, eh? He is represented by...
out, jumping overboard,
you do know his attorney is represented by Terrell Butler. We know her very well. Very talented.
No, excellent attorney. I'm not trying to make any
light
of her.
I get your point about how you get out of jail free round this town, but we'll see.
Government breaks ground on Berry Island Clinic. More groundbreaking and pump faking.
What's all this sound, though? Wait, hold on. Did they put the sign
there?
That's
the sign there to cover up the BS.
Wait a minute now.
To cover up
the... this picture in the front of the...
The scent and the stench of the BS from this administration.
This ain't a beach, right? Like, what's happening? I got to read this story in detail. What's this putting the shovel on?
My Lord. And guess what? All these big, rusty dreads in the PLP and these MPs, you got Clay Sweden having a woman assist him. You got... Look like the PM struggling.
They're sharing,
shaky, looking shaky.
Oh, boy.
The alleged pistol dropper looks shaky. And he white trousers and blue jacket. Like, he ain't want to get the only one looking like they putting in work is Glennis.
Wait, they
props
couldn't
to
actually...
our girl, Glennis. Look, full dose of shovel. First one to pitch it over. Small axe, drop down, big tree. The rest of y'all, Mr. PM.
I try to figure this out. Like, where did the sign come from? We have to put the sign there.
I know.
They couldn't break into the ground. It's a groundbreaking.
Big bunch of sun, big bunch of food. Anyway, let's go to the phone lines. Talking heads.
Hey, yeah, a pleasure. Good afternoon. Naughty and Mary Jane.
Good
MJ.
Afternoon.
Hey, listen, I want to know. I heard something on the news. The Prime Minister said that the new owners or the owners or whatever. At what point did they become the owners?
I don't know.
Because I still waiting for the money to hit the bank. We didn't have no announcement the money hit the bank, so why are you trying to slide it in and call them the owners now?
Yeah, because when the Prime Minister made the first announcement, he said that the new owners would assume all responsibility.
Yeah.
For salaries and whatnot.
Right.
So for the past, what, 10, almost 11 months, the government has been paying all of these expenses. Are we going to get reimbursed for that?
I doubt it. I'll be honest with you. I doubt it. So I'm like, we still have to pay all of the bills. We had to pay the electricity bill when they turned the power off for that moment in time.
We're putting it hot.
We paid the severance payouts. I mean, I don't know what to say about this hotel. I don't.
And do we, how, because I asked Mr. Lang at one point in time, is there any way that we can, Joe Public can know if we got the money? If they just put it in the consolidated fund as, or whatever it is. How can Joe Public know that we got a check from these people?
You would think you would see that in the budget, right? You would think you would see that in a line in the budget, but we ain't going to that budget until, June?
We didn't even have a midterm budget.
Not a fulsome one, you know this, right? Mm-hmm. Trust me, if we got that money, they would say money in the bank.
Gotta been doing monkey flips.
Yeah, we could figure that out.
Okay, enjoy your weekend.
Have a good one.
Brother. Let's get to the other call. Talking heads.
How you doing, Naughty and MJ?
Hi, good afternoon.
Hey, Naughty, I have a few concerns, right? Okay. The Bahamas is number one industry is tourism.
Correct.
I mean, since the late 40s, I guess, early 50s, they started to make it all year round, right? When are we going to get to the point where we say, okay, if this is our model, let's make sure all the airports on the islands, different islands, are in proper shape, right? Let's fix the infrastructure, right? I mean, for me, I don't want to hear as a Bahamian right now, like, the government opened the clinic. I mean, to me, that ain't even no news. You know what I mean? That's what the government's supposed to do.
That's something that could have been done in the last 4.5 years, 5 years.
So what I'm saying is that's a government job, but you know what I don't hear about? There was a guy named Lotario, the guy from the Striping Company.
Uh-huh.
The government gave him, I don't know who was government at the time, they gave him some money a couple years ago, and he was able to make his business into a multi-million dollar business, right? But these are things I want to hear. You know, in the Bahamas, we created 50 million.
Hold on, wait a minute now.
There were a lot of more people being successful, right, more Bahamians becoming,
right, like if you say, right. Okay, look on the Forbes list, you're the millionaires or billionaires.
Right.
I want to hear, okay, Naughty and MJ now, they're multi-millionaires and multi-media.
Well, especially if we got $183 million contract to do road work in Grand Bahama, we'd be rich too if we got $183 million like that young man in Creston's company you're talking about right now.
I manifest it for myself too, but what I'm saying is, all right. The infrastructure of the Bahamas, let's get it in place.
Yeah, but all of the upgrades have been done. All of the buildings, the airports, the roads, according to the blueprint for change, check the tracker. Item number 216, they say completed. They marked it green and said it's all done.
MJ, listen to me. We know there's more upgrades need to be done. What I'm saying is, right, we're with the government. Let's get infrastructure done first.
Yeah.
Yes.
It's not the Department of Corrections. So now we have 50 who came out of jail. They now fully restored, or they've been, you understand what I'm saying?
Right.
Rehabilitated,
right? Let's get to the point where, we're making a real impact.
Yeah, let's build.
A press conference on over in the clinic. I don't
want to
hear that.
No, I read you a lot of groundbreaking and pump faking. That's what I've been saying. Yeah. But layup, no slam dunk, no finish.
Okay, like, I know I had an issue with somebody a couple of years ago, right? I told them about the works at the Monarchy, the Monarchy Beach.
Right.
And the thing is, and the person called me, you know, because I wrote an article about them, right? And they tell me they build roads. That's your job to fix the roads.
Right.
You know, you're nothing special. Like if I buy my child a shoe, am I going to go on Facebook and say, look, yeah, I buy my child a shoe?
So for every other dad to say, welcome to the club, you ain't special?
See what I'm saying, MJ and all, right? Let's get a conversation to the point where we talk about real issues, man. Bahamas being affected. I mean, and that's why I want to see the Bahamas go over the next 10 years or so.
11.
Bill, baby, Bill.
BPL bills going down and legitimately going down. You know, better roads, better waters.
Like we could say, man, look here, we have a sports program. I called your show on a couple of Sundays ago, right?
We talked.
I'm saying, so look here, man, we now have 25 players in the minor leagues.
Mm.
Or now we have like 30 prospects for NBA. I mean, these kind of stories I want to hear.
Yeah.
No, no, we got to stay on top of that, and we got to keep promoting it. But we also, like we talked on the show yesterday when Sheldon was in here, we got to maintain the pipeline. If we got a bunch of kids, 17 and under, four young ladies and four young men that are well under 17, you groom them. So by the time they're 18, they're ready to take on the world, go to college and get a great education, and run track and field for several years after. And we got them in the pipeline. We can't let them dissolve.
For sure. And now before I go to an MJ, right, listen to me. And as a behemoth, man, these things are within our reach. We can do this, you know.
I agree. And I love your enthusiasm.
400,000 people in the Bahamas. It ain't like we have like a million people. 400,000 people.
Yeah.
No, I
and per capita, we're strong on the world stage.
I mean, we're strong. I mean, I last time I checked, it was over 30,000. How much? I can't remember how much it was, right? But what I'm saying is, I mean,
per capita, we're one of the most productive athletic nations in the world. Whether you look at Major League Baseball, whether you look at basketball, you look at track and field, you look at tennis.
Let's do this, man. I don't have no more clinical put in. I don't have no more this and that cut. This is me. Let's make behemoths. Great opportunity. That's all I want for my members of parliament.
Awesome stuff.
Bahamas for behemoths. That's all I want.
Good stuff. Have a good weekend.
All right, you too.
All right, let me get to the text real quick as we go to the break. Good afternoon, Naughty and MJ. Is it true that they caught a Haitian lady and a Bahamian man doing fraudulent stuff? The Bahamian had a bag of blank voters cards, and the Haitian lady tried to get an ID, NIB card with a fake document.
I haven't heard that yet.
I've heard rumblings to that, but obviously, you know.
I mean, we've been getting a lot of these cases, though, so it's not like it's outside of the realm of possibility.
Naughty, I find it interesting that the PRP don't use the phrase Davis Cooper administration anymore. They fall out, eh? I wish the FNM would take all these clips of Brave falling asleep and make one good TV ad. Brave didn't fall asleep when he took them million-dollar trips around the world. Maybe that's why he tired, because he'd been fighting and flying for climate change to save our nation. Great show, as usual. One more thing, who called in the election, because Daryl ain't here. We need someone to... Listen, I know what y'all trying to do, you know. I know what y'all trying to do.
They want the drama.
Good day, Naughty and MJ. A crippled-looking Fred Mitchell marking up and down in Fox Hill like the Pied Piper who lost his pipe. They playing when I got that city of gold, when I get to that city of gold, when he walks around. Is he losing his marbles with all these distractions?
Oh, boy. We do have a lot of older people that are contesting again this election, so they're going to walk a little bit slower, guys.
And I will tell you, go into the break, when I hear texts like this and people talking about the PM falling asleep and so on and so forth, you know, as a PLP voter for the last five elections, I am very disturbed as to what I'm seeing. I'm very concerned. Caller, I see you. I'll get to you right after the break, because right now I am overcome with concern for my PLP party.
Craving something bold, fresh, and unforgettable? Tropical Gyros is your flavor-packed escape, a carrot born right here in Nassau. From juicy grilled salmon, chicken, and pork gyros to loaded bowls, fresh salads, wings, and more, there's something for every craving. Find Tropical Gyros at any of their locations, JFK Plaza, Rosetta Street, Port Lucaya Freeport, or their franchise spots on Prince Charles Drive, Soldier Road West, Delaporte, and Carmichael Road. Tropical Gyros, not just good food, it's an experience.
This is definitely the time for Bahamasea to continue to build on the progress that we've made. There's now drone technology. There's now year-round container farming. You have hydroponics. You have aquaponics. You have precision farming. There have been record numbers of enrollments, record numbers of flat fishing certifications. We've had record enrollments in our online courses. Students from across the family of islands. Because in Bahamasea, we are not just cultivating produce. We're cultivating producers.
John Shoes and Accessories is your one-stop shop for all your footwear needs. You will find what you're looking for among the growing collection of classic and trendy styles with new arrivals every week. John's covers the whole family and has great prices, helpful and friendly customer service. Your experience shopping with us will be time well spent. Shop with us online at www.johnshoes.com. John's also now carries small home appliances. So come on into John's, located on Rosetta Street in Palmdale and Carmichael Road West. John's, we put fashion at your feet.
Play with Island Games. We making dreams come true. in the market, you getting cash in your pocket.
Cause Island Games is pricey, and pricey is tradition.
So when you play
Island Games,
we putting guarantee to pay. We like them other jokers, we've been here from the start, from the bike to computer.
Island Games,
we can make your dreams come true.
We playing with Island Games.
With Lysol, you can disinfect all surfaces inside and outside your home. When used as directed, Lysol eliminates 99.9% of bacteria, fungus, and viruses. Maintain a healthy home by preventing sickness and keeping infections under control. Don't just clean your surfaces, disinfect them. Lysol does more for you and your family. That's our mission for health. Distributed by Thompson Trading Company.
KFC got that crispy onions crunch. Take a bite, it's a smile. Sweet onion sauce drip, happy running down my side. Pepper jack cheese, bring a little playful wild. Brioche bun soft like a cloud on this ride.
KFC get cheeky with it. Hey, taste the sweet side of things. Every single bite, so lit it. Got my whole crew doing that thing. Crispy onions, sweet onion sauce, pepper jack cheese going off.
Introducing the new sweet chicky chicken sandwich at KFC.
Let's get cheeky with it.
You're listening to Talking Heads with Naughty and Mary Jane.
Mary Jane.
Only on Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM.
It's time for the buzz. What are you buzzing on? Brought to you by John's Shoes.
They'll never slow my plans up.
Well, I got you on the Friday, April 10th edition of Talking Heads. Naughty and MJ and your company right up until 6 p.m. Let's get this call out the way, and then we'll get into the buzz brought to you by John's Shoes. Talking Heads.
Hey, Naughty.
Good afternoon.
Hey, good afternoon, Naughty. Good afternoon, MJ.
Hi, good afternoon.
You know, Naughty, I heard something I wanted to ask you. I don't know if you heard anything about it. The swim team. Some of my daughter was a part of it and said they'll... was no minister of sports and no one was there to meet them at the airport.
Apparently, what happened in talking to the minister, Mr. Boleg, yesterday, and Mr. Cargo, Mr. Algernon Cargo, the president of the Bahamas Aquatic Association, there was supposed to be, obviously, the eight-time champion, Bahamian Karifta swim team, having won it eight times in a row now, returning home, they expected to be greeted at the airport by Minister Boleg. And I guess, obviously, the Junkanoo entourage and, you know, the food and drink, what they normally do. And they were expecting it because they have kids that were actually going to come off the plane, have a couple hours in the airport to do that, then jump on a flight to Freeport, other family islands, and go back to school in the States. Mr. Boleg could not make it. He sent message with one of his assistants from his department, from his ministry, make it, and he would like for the team to meet them the following morning at 10 a.m. The team was not available to do so. Some had to travel back to the States. Most of the kids were jet-lagged and exhausted. They had a 5 a.m. schedule the whole week due to pool times and race times, so they were exhausted. Other people from the actual swim entourage had commitments for the next day, so it really wasn't convenient. They did not boycott the minister, but because of bad scheduling and not getting it, you know, proper communication.
But there was no one else in the government that could have met them on behalf, even like the deputy prime minister or somebody. I mean, come on, because
sent the assistant director of sports to greet them at the airport and to facilitate the message that the minister would like to see them the next day. It didn't work out. It was, you know, I look at it now, I think it was too last minute trying to get it done. I think if it was properly planned, the minister could fallout.
Didn't they know when those kids were scheduled to return?
No, but yeah. I'm saying that's why I think the minister with proper planning could have been in two places at once. He could have made the cameo at the airport when they came in, turn it over to his assistant, and then get to his
political function
that he was required to be
at. And that's why no one else is available, because everyone was at a political event on Tuesday night. Why wasn't the Junkanoo group still there, though? Even if the Junkanoo group is not there for the minister.
I didn't want to say that.
The Junkanoo group is there to celebrate the kids. Why didn't that still happen? Why wasn't the food still there? The minister wasn't going to eat all of it for him.
What I'm hearing is it should have happened.
Yeah, it should have happened. The minister, I feel, dropped the ball on this one, and hopefully they do better.
Sorry.
I think with better planning, it could have happened. And like I said,
But what better planning? I mean, he had a choice. Go to the political event or show up at the airport for the kids. So what better planning would have changed the outcome?
I think that Mr. Boleg has been undermined by his team because it several times he's spoken on certain things that I've stepped back and I've gone in and said, Mario, my friend, why are you saying this? Why are they grabbing you as the fall guy? I think proper planning, somebody leaning in and saying, no, minister, you need to be here for the quick greeting and then we can get you over here to this function, but you have to greet the kids. It's 8 times in a row. Quick photo walk. They will understand that you are pressing information. And for those, I mean, a pressing other engagement. And for those who can make it, they will be able to come the following morning at 10 a.m. as you requested. Boom, boom, boom. Done.
Yeah, but the Junkanoo group should have still been there.
Correct.
I don't understand why that couldn't happen. The food and just, you know, it should have still happened for the kids. They should have still been warmly received at the airport with the fanfare, even if the minister himself.
Right.
Else.
And Texter, I don't think it's fair for you to say that it was boycotted. I'm not capping for Mr. Boleg. I'm giving the facts from talking to Mr. Boleg and talking to Mr. Cargo. I understand what exactly transpired. But I will say this. According to Mr. Coggle, who was on the show yesterday, and everybody else that I've spoken to from the swim team, nobody boycotted. They wanted to be there. A lot of the kids were jet-lagged and just straight up did not make it. Just
But that was more last-minute planning than
correct.
To say you should have shown up airport.
And for the two that did show up, like I say, Uncle Naughty is proud of y'all. Y'all rode it till the wheels fall off, and y'all was getting everything y'all was supposed to get.
Yeah.
And I'd have made the Junkanoo band perform for me, and I'd have towed all the food home, too.
Yeah, I mean, I don't have a problem with the minister, but why are we dancing around this? He should have been at that airport, and if he decided that it was not convenient because they had a political event and it was more important for him to attend that, that's fine. He made a decision. Got to live with the consequences of your decision. The Junkanoo group should have still been there. The food should have still been there. I mean, I'm seeing pictures on social with, like, Mia Motley and other ministers greeting their athletes, and they weren't the ones who won. Oh, now.
Not eight times in a row.
That's a dynasty.
Correct.
Should have been different. The reception should have been different.
Let's go to the phone lines. Talking heads.
Good day, Madam MJ.
Hi.
And the naughty one.
What's going on, Dennis?
Madam MJ, continue lecturing them on what is national pride for our kids, FNM, PLP, COI, independent, and those who came home and represented us in the international world and won.
Yeah.
You're going to tell me. This is no issue about putting the Minister of Sport throwing him under the bus. The administration ought to know. You don't put politics before night.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah,
I'm here, they are talking, but they want another term. And as of today, they had another 5 months and 1 week until the 16th of September to complete a 5-year term. All the chicanery and trickery that they're trying to use on the Bohemian people. Well, anyway, I ain't got too much to say because that's what pissed me off. This thing with these kids coming home, winning the swimming competition, and they can talk and politics. You know,
yeah.
At least and the chief should tell him, you got to be out there. If anything, it's 41 of those jokers, right? That vying for the election, a political campaign. Should national pride for our kids, the Bohemian kids that represented us. I gone, man.
I agree.
Great points, Dennis.
I agree.
I gone.
Have a great weekend, Dennis. Good stuff. Naughty and MJ, tell Fred, Angus beef, baby.
Oh, no. What?
Or if you want me to do it in my dial voice, Angus beef, baby. 100%.
All right. We got
more
it.
More pure than Kachina Magobulus.
We got it. Oh, boy.
Okay, I will say it. This is why our country is how it is. The focus is always on the political event. The food and Junkanoo event will always be for the minister's pleasure and convenience.
That's crazy. Like, those things, I'm still not understanding why those things couldn't happen, you know, why they couldn't get that great reception that they rightfully earned, you know? And then the conversation started spiraling into economics and who support with what. I mean, it's all taxpayer money, and we think that it's well spent when we support our athletes and they come back and they perform so well and bring us such pride and joy. So I ain't even getting into all of the talks about the money because that's our money. My thing is, when things like this happen and the kids come home, you do have them all there at that moment in time. They shouldn't come exception. It should have been more. And I think it's okay for us to say as a country sometimes, you know, our leaders make mistakes and they make missteps. But don't sugarcoat it, because then that means that you have the propensity to try and do it again. We're letting you know loud and clear that you didn't do it the right way this time. You made a mistake. Accept it. Move on. Do better.
All right. I can read one here. Text, and I really appreciate the sentiment, but guess what? It's football offseason now, so I would simply say if the, you know, commission is commensurate with the extra hour, then I'm all for it. Good afternoon, Naughty and MJ. I really do not know how the station can do this, but your show needs another hour. It is so good.
Another hour.
You need more time. Naughty and MJ, when looking at all these PLP posters, do you think Braves photo is a signal to the illegals to say who you must vote for?
No, I mean, I said before, I think the prime minister is the most popular person in the party, rightfully so. And they're putting a lot. I mean, they've basically formed a campaign all around him. You know, what's the slogan? Safe with Brave. They ain't saying safe with Chester.
Well, like
they ain't saying
safe
with the
like
other
people.
It's safe with Brave. He's the focal point.
Like I said on this show, one of our first episodes, Brave is popular. Everybody like Brave. His team from the neck down, the head from the neck down, is not as popular. So if you're going to attack this administration, you got to look at it like a boxing match. You can't attack the head first. You got to attack the body, because that's where the weaknesses are. And that is why, in my opinion, Mr. Davis is putting his picture on these posters because of underperforming cabinet that he had and a whole slew of candidates that have not performed.
Yeah, don't even read
so
the laws.
So obviously,
just vote.
He's trying to put his gravitas on it. To say, oh, give it a blast, that's Brit. No.
Here's a problem with...
They're seeing right through that.
Here's a problem with that.
Mr. Davis, trust me.
Strong leaders can, like, garner support for their chosen candidates, like we've seen that the world round. In this little town, though, call it a little town, in this little town, though, because of the myriad problems that we face as a country, because of our limited resources, good, healthy resources, but limited... We need everybody to be performing. So forming a cult of personality around one person and telling us this one person is going to save us when we got 40 others of you there, we expect to perform to a certain level and you don't, it doesn't sway a person like me. I mean, it'll sway some people, but it doesn't sway me. I need to look at everybody and see how they're going to perform. You're not going to catch, we have a good leader. I need everybody to work. All y'all getting paid, right? All y'all need to work.
What I hear out of the barbershop and the barbershops is that Mr. Davis only care about the performance of one or two. A couple of new faces in particular.
He ain't care about the performance.
If I were you, Mr. and Mr. Cooper, this is the last freebie I can give you, Chester. Watch yourself, Chester. Something, be afraid,
something
Chester.
Wicked this way comes.
Be very afraid.
That's what you're going to say.
They are plotting.
Something wicked this way comes.
Uh-huh.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy, the drama.
And here's another one. MJ, you like figures. Brave and Fred on a poster together is nearly 150 years of age.
Whoa.
Not impressive.
Whoa. That stinks.
Let's get to this call.
That stinks. Talking Heads.
Hey, good afternoon, MJ.
Hi, good afternoon.
I'm Naughty. Let me tell you, the other day, our country, what comes first? To me, Commonwealth of the Bahamas comes first.
Yes.
First, before that, my God comes first.
Yes.
Commonwealth of the Bahamas. Then me. Self-preservation is the first law of nature. Then my children, my grandchildren, and my new great-grandson. That's the order of the day. All the rest are friends who come and go. Now, you tell me the last election, man, everybody was saying Sparky was this big-time bad PLP. When I campaigned for you in Garden Hills, and you gone in there, didn't lose one polling division, come out with three ministries, youth, sports, and culture. We see you tomorrow in 5 years.
I spoke to the minister yesterday, and he said he saw you last week and gave you 6 brown bottles.
No, but I said, let's put it in order now. He was invited first. He's the MP. He didn't show up for the children on Saturday. Rick Fox, the incoming fella, against him now, brings six, ten bicycles, five for the girls, five for the boys. Turned to the children with his brother and two foreign actresses with the children in the park all day. And now you could tell Mr. Means and his wife and Sparky that these train coats now, we going on the other side. But F&M gave me Crown Land to farm and PLP take it back. Now, before I go with the Crown Land, let me tell you something, Naughty.
Well, you give them a vote, the PLP a vote last time, now this time you take it back.
Give me two more acres of farmland, but I got to start all over again right around the corner from where my farm was. And my 40-foot container still sitting on the land. They say I got to move the 40 container again with a tractor and a crane, put it round the corner on the new land.
Sparky, breathe. Breathe, Sparky.
Yeah, sounds like a lot of trials and tribulations.
We will get to you right out of the break. On the flip side of the break, we'll go over a little bit because I got issue with a headline that I wanted to get to. And this one kind of got my goat. Haitian leader, we pay more for health care. Association head, migrants unfairly labeled burden on the... Listen here, mister. Mr. President of the United Haitian and Bahamas Association, Michael Tellerin. Mr. Tellerin, you and your countrymen are a burden on our system, on our healthcare system, on our job system. I will tell you, don't come talking that kind of foolishness about you pay more for healthcare than Bahamians. Are you, like they used to say in dancehall back in the day, your head mad sick, head no good, lot of mercy.
Yeah, no, migrants do not pay more.
What? And for you even to get up there and attempt to do that is so disingenuous, and it's further proof that you need to stay in your lane. Welcome. Come to our country, help us build it up, matriculate into the system, but don't you dare thumb your nose like you pay more than us. How dare you? How dare you? And the platform is open. If you have the backbone and the bollocks, let's have a conversation. Because I and as many other Bahamians are offended by your flippant remarks. How dare you say that? Pay healthcare where? You should be grateful and thankful that you're in a place that allows you the opportunity over Bahamians to make money to pay for your healthcare.
Yeah, well, I mean, we'll talk about it, but yeah, the migrants do not pay more for healthcare.
And didn't we, too many, from the Haitian community?
Too many things are getting mixed up. So we'll talk about that, because I see Bahamians online wilding out about that headline as well. We're going to take a quick break here for the news. You're listening to Talking Heads on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. We will be back.
I don't switch up, I just laugh. Put my kicks up on they desk, unaffected by they threats. Then get busy on they. See, that's how that shit tell me, man. That's how my daddy raised me. That glittering may not be gold, don't let nobody play me. If you are my homeboy, you never have to pay me. Go on and put your hands up. When times is hard, you stand up.
We're ready for the road. Saturday, April 11th, bring your flags, bring your pom-poms, join the motorcade to the Fire Forward Rally. F&M Headquarters Freeport at 7:30 p.m. Time to save our country. Time to belt this fat PLP cap. We have the plan to restore the Magic City. We're ready to work for you. This is the moment. Show up, stand firm for F&M. That's the motorcade to the Fire Forward Rally this Saturday, April 11th.
You try to rest. But roll with the best for all your printing needs. They don't know. For posters and banners, magazines and flyers, for window decals, greeting cards and newsletters. No job too big and there's no job too small. You name it, we can print it. Just give us a call.
Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life.
Located in the Nassau Guardian Building, telephone 302-2361.
KFC, got that crispy onions crunch, take a bite, it's a smile. Sweet onion sauce drip, happy running down my side. Pepper jack cheese, bring a little play for a while. Brioche bun soft like a cloud on this ride.
KFC, get cheeky with it. Hey! Taste the sweet side of things. Every single bite, so litty. Got my whole crew doing that thing.
crispy onion, sweet onion sauce, pepper jack cheese going off.
Introducing the new Sweet Chicky Chicken Sandwich at KFC.
Let's get chicky with it.
Get ready to experience the biggest voting celebration to hit the Bahamas. Get a live concert featuring Wendy, 242, Hayman Trey, Johnny Cake, Sweet Emily, El Pauly, The Pond Band, international artists to be announced with music by DJ Tank, Lil Giant, Selector Show, and DJ Rick. And the best part is free entry with your voter's card. All goes down Saturday, April 18th at the National Stadium. Gates open at 6 p.m. Log on to getouttovote.mysuncash.com for your free ticket.
You're listening to Talking Heads with Naughty and Mary Jane.
Mary Jane.
Only on Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM.
Kane is in the building.
Yeah. All right, already the show goes on all night. Till the morning we dream so long. Anybody ever wonder when they will see the sun up? Just remember when you come up, the show goes on.
Talking Heads with Naughty and MJ is brought to you by Battery and Tire Specialists, Burger King, Fine Threads, The Free National Movement, John's Department Store, KFC, Lowe's Wholesale, the Ministry of Agriculture and Marine Resources, Naughty Johnny's, Percy's Island Games, Prince Masters, the Progressive Liberal Party, Thompson Trading, and Tropical Gyros.
Put whips up on your back, they be lying through they teeth. Hope you slip up off your path. I don't switch up, I just laugh. Put my kicks up on they desk, unaffected by they
threat. Whip, I gotcha. On the Friday, April 10th edition of Talking Heads, Naughty and MJ and your company right up until 6 p.m. Let's get this call and these texts out of the way, and then MJ and I are going to have this conversation of this headline. We mentioned, you know, coming into the break from the 4 o'clock hour into the 5 o'clock hour. So let's go to the phone lines. Talking Heads.
Good afternoon, Naughty. Good afternoon, MJ.
Good afternoon.
Happy Friday to the both of you.
Same to you.
While we're on the good soon to be former Minister of Youth, Sports, and Culture, why ease up now? Sunday morning. Why the prize money for the Boxing Day and the Year's Day parade, Junkin' the Parades, have not been paid?
What?
Jinx.
No, what?
I did speak to an official yesterday, and they said that they started to pay them yesterday morning.
What?
Yesterday. I don't know if they did start, but up to yesterday morning, no group has been paid.
It's April 10th.
No, this is the progress they're talking about now.
No, but hold on. Isn't this the new committee?
JCNP now, because this is the progress they're talking about in Junkanoo. But the prize monies were not paid up to yesterday, early yesterday morning. And I understand that they started to pay them. I don't know the validity of that, according to one of the...
Oh, wow.
Well, you know, as soon as I get off there, I call in Toby and Vala. I don't want...
I can tell you that.
I call them right away.
Imagine, we in April going in May.
We in April.
And the prize monies have not been paid yet. Yes.
But I thought this new committee was supposed to be the future of Junkanoo.
Oh, it tells you what the true underlying issue was, right? It ain't that. Because under the JCNP, the latest prize money was paid was the second week in January.
Wow.
The second week in January.
And it's now April.
It looking to me now when I see stuff like
this,
it looking to me like dudes who bungled up Carnival. Now I want to take over Junkanoo and bungle up Junkanoo. But anyway, that's a different story for another day.
When they dip their hands in it, what it turns to, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So anyway, he is going to see the power of Junkanoo very shortly. We pick Rick. Have a good day, Naughty. Have a good day, MJ.
Have a great weekend. Why aren't they paid yet? It's April.
Dear God.
Why aren't they paid
the
yet?
The legacy
it's April.
Of this administration.
Everybody's let me tell you,
and let me use a great example. Oh, one of our favorite movies, Goodfellas.
Okay.
What happened when the restaurant owner came in and said, hey, I need a little help?
Oh.
Ran it into the ground, didn't pay no bills, sold the produce out the back door for half price for their personal businesses and different things, and then burn it down at the end.
Yeah, they did burn it at the end. Boy.
And all this administration has done in 4.5 years has run up the bill, having a grandiose time, jet setting across the world, lavish fetting everywhere they go, taking entourages, and zero delivery, zero answers, zero production.
You know,
that's what they've done.
You
run
know
it
what's
up.
Been crazy about it? Every time someone is late to be paid, we hear, oh, it was a glitch. I mean, it's April. Why?
A glitch with the nurses,
to...
with the doctors, with the NHI providers,
why?
With the teachers,
why
with the police force, defense force, customs, immigration, other government workers, obviously contracted workers who are supposed to get paid for doing the verges aren't getting paid. Go have a look at the piss poor shape that Saunders Beach is in.
Meanwhile, we're at 243
million. Among other deplorable roundabouts in this country.
243 million in unpaid arrears. I mean, this is the finances looking sketchy.
But you go looking look at that now. Document, the blueprint for progress, which is a bunch of blueprint for regression, if you ask me. They got a bunch of boxes ticked and ain't even close.
Yeah, some of the things that are ticked are very debatable.
Let's go back to the phone lines. Talking Heads.
Hey, good afternoon, Audi MJ.
Hi.
Afternoon.
How you doing, man?
Good.
Good.
Man, I want to address the president of the Haitian Association.
Okay.
First of all, sir, y'all overburden our schools, costing us more taxes. Overburden the hospital, our people can't get in the bed. So y'all need to pay your fair share. And another thing the government needs to do, all this money they come here and make and send back to their hometown, they need to start taxing that.
The remittances.
The remittances.
Mm.
Real talk. Y'all have a good day.
You too. Have a good weekend. Day. Good points.
So that headline in today's Tribune. It's
Haitian leader, we pay more for health care. Okay. How? How so you pay
that,
more?
That is absolutely not correct. That's not accurate, and I'll tell you why.
And you should pay more if you're taking a bed from a Bahamian.
I'll tell you why. And I read the article, and I think he alluded to fees that may be higher for foreigners than they are for Bahamians. But I think the gentleman, sorry, give me his name again, please, Mr.
The president of the United Haitian and Bahamas Association, Michael Tellerin.
Mr. Tellerin. I think Mr. Tellerin, and I don't think that he's necessarily doing this intentionally, but he must fundamentally misunderstand the way that our public healthcare system works, because the public healthcare in the Bahamas is highly subsidized. Okay, it is highly subsidized. That means you go to a hospital that nowhere near covers the true cost of the services.
But one thing I do want to do right now, and allow me to do this. Call it, you know, naughty being a proud hubby. Mr. Tellerin said the narrative about this must swing a different way after the Progressive Liberal Party promised on Wednesday to require migrants to carry health insurance or enroll in a new scheme if it's reelected. Where you get that idea, Red Monroe? I know you're listening to Talking Heads. I know your war room is listening to Talking Heads. None of you had it in your mouth until this brilliant, beautiful woman on the side of me came up with it the other day. Now let's just talk about migrants need health insurance. Where are you going to get that from? Further proof of how visionless and rudderless this administration is.
Listen.
Thank God for you, MJ.
When I heard
Mr. Monroe, you know me long time. Be all good. Make sure send me something for that, or send a nice bottle of wine for MJ.
When I heard the
expensive stuff, not the cheap stuff.
When I heard the minister say it, I was kind of happy because
thank you.
A couple of months ago when I said it, I said what? Because we're looking for solutions, right? Like that's what we're doing. We're looking for solutions to help our healthcare system. And I did say that I think one of the things that we can do is to introduce insurance for migrants. So in order to get your work permit, you need to get insurance. Your permanent residency, you need to get insurance. And that kind of helps ease the burden on our public healthcare system. And I think that this is what the gentleman is pushing back against. Like, he heard Mr. Monroe say that on that stage, and he's trying to say, no, but we pay national insurance, which, by the way, has nothing to do, not directly, with the cost of healthcare in this country. And I just want to reiterate, because I just want to be very clear about this. I see Bahamians are upset online that someone is suggesting that we are not paying our fair share when it comes to healthcare in this country. That is absolutely false.
Mind.
Everything that happens in our healthcare system is the Bahamian taxpayers, okay? The $20 that we pay when we go to the hospital or clinic versus the $40 you pay, none of that represents the true cost. The true cost is what the taxpayers pay. The true cost is what we get taxed for in the system, because we have to cover doctors and nurses and buildings and equipment and medication, all of it. And the government covers the majority of that through the consolidated fund. Where does that money come from? Yes, some of it comes from VAT. A lot of it comes from VAT. It also comes from customs duties. It comes from property taxes. It comes from business activity in the country. And a lot of it, and pay attention now because this is very important, a lot of it comes from borrowing. Who does it fall on to pay back those borrowed sums? It falls on us, the citizens of the country. So you may go to a clinic, you may go to a public hospital, a public clinic, and you may pay slightly more in fees than a Bahamian citizen does, but that by no means comes near close to actually paying for the healthcare services, because those are subsidized. So I don't want Mr. Tellerin to repeat that, because it's not true, first of all. They do not pay more than Bahamians pay. We pay more. But he did bring up a couple of other things in that Tribune article that I found interesting. He tried to kind of divert attention towards status. And if you talk about status and talking about how the government is slow for status, let's be clear. If you come in this country on a work permit, that is your status. If you come in the country as a permanent and get permanent residency, that is your status. If you come in undocumented, and then subsequently, it takes years for you to get sorted out. Well, you see what the system looks like now, right? It's burdened. It's heavily burdened. So there will be delays. You know, we don't want it to be forever. That'd be your reason for saying that people cannot participate, you know, fully in paying their fair share. And that's what Bahamians do. The design of a country is that the citizens participate in all aspects of the economy, which we do. We pay taxes for a bunch of things. You may pay a fee when you go to the hospital, but that by no means is near what we pay. We pay for healthcare in this country. Now, Bahamians pay. We subsidize the system.
What I would like him to talk about is why are we seeing such a proliferation of foreign nationals, especially Haitian foreign nationals, turning up with falsified documents and having obtained documents that are legal, illegal.
The only other thing I will say to Mr. Tellerin, and I don't tend to call people burdens. I do like to be realistic and say the system is burdened, because we can't be foolish and close our eyes to reality. So the system is burdened. But I'll also say to Mr. Tellerin, we're noticing the timing of this particular statement that you're saying. You're pushing back against the PLP and the suggestion that migrants should pay, you know, insurance. And I have to tell you that reform is coming. Changes have to be made. The system cannot sustain itself. You know that hospital that we just borrowed $290 million for over 30 years? That hospital will, if it happens, it will never be profitable. It will never be profitable, which means that for the whole entirety of the existence of that loan, Bahamians will subsidize it. And whatever $100, $200, $300 you pay at the counter when you register or our fees, that will never come close to the true cost of the services you receive. We pay for our health care.
What else Reverend Tellerin could tell me too is, speak on that scandal we had a couple of months back with Haitian Rev and passports and...
No, we got
a lot of irregularities.
We got a lot of issues in this country. We got a lot of...
We'd like to have that conversation.
Sort of. But when I do hear policymakers putting out ideas that could help solve the problem, and then you jump up and try to say, oh, but we do national... Everybody pays national insurance. All Bahamians pay it, you know? Anyway, let's go to the phone lines, Talking Heads.
Hey, Naughty. Hey, MJ. Good afternoon.
Jeff. What's going on, Jeff?
Everything's well with you all?
Yeah, man. We're good. How you doing?
Awesome. Listen, from what you read just now, you see, this is where the problem comes in with a lot of Bahamians, because Bahamians are entitled to everything the best that this country has to offer. And when you have the external persons coming in here feeling that they are also entitled to everything that the Bahamian, who by our inalienable right, is entitled to, then it becomes a problem. We always have a problem with the external forces apparently having the influence, having a influence over our governmental officials and the government as a whole. And I'm going to tell you, we're kind of disgusted with it, because now, even with reading what you did just now, where it is claimed or where it is asserted that they pay more for health care and everything in this country, where is the evidence to support that?
Yeah, it doesn't exist.
And even more so, shouldn't they not pay more for use of our systems than the Bahamian people do?
Yeah.
When I was in the States and I got sick, and I didn't have HMO, I didn't have Blue Cross Blue Shield or anything like that, but I can tell you I paid more because I am not I wasn't a U.S. citizen.
Right.
There are certain benefits that the U.S. citizen has
that does not have, because that is their right to have. But
right. And even,
the Bahamas,
and even
right.
So, even so, Jeff, right, paying more in fees at the point of service does not mean that you pay more for health care, because ultimately Bahamians pay more for health care. We subsidize the system.
I totally agree with you. And this is something that a lot of them, when I say them, I'm talking about all of those who are not Bahamians, they fail to realize. We the Bahamian people, carry the burden for all of the systems that this country has to offer.
Yeah, even our grandchildren and great-grandchildren.
We are not exempt. All.
They're going to pay those loans back.
Right now, we have people who use our services, and it appears that they have free services, but it's free to them. But to we, the Bahamian people, we have to pay it through our taxes.
Yeah, we do. We're responsible for it.
You know, we just gotta get them to quiet down and really appreciate their presence here in the Bahamas, enjoying the benefits that we as Bahamians pay for that they do not pay for.
Good.
I'm going to leave it there for now.
Thank you.
Good stuff, Jeff. Have a good weekend, man.
Great weekend.
Let's get to these other calls. Talking Heads.
Hey, no, it's Jones, it's Mary. Man, I just came from Elizabeth State Clinic, and the woman was carrying on, the same Haitian woman carrying on, like she had rights and everything, and carrying on. And it was very frustrated, man. Because, I mean.
You get served? I mean, obviously, I hope you're doing well. I know you had to go to the clinic. I hope you feel better, or your family members feeling better. But did you have an inconvenience getting served at the clinic?
Pardon me?
Did you have any problems getting served at the clinic?
Yeah, well, they didn't have what I want, so I just left. But when I was leaving, the woman was carrying on so bad, and the nurse, I'm saying, this woman cursing and carrying on, the Haitian woman, you know, I mean, like, she, you know, they come and they bring their bad habits over, and then, you know, and it's just making the country frustrated, man, and then, you know, it's sickening. I don't know how much it is.
And I'm glad you brought it to our attention, too, man, because obviously you experienced it, and I'm glad you shared that with us. And again, this one of my biggest pet peeves. Bahamians first in our own country.
But we, okay.
And yes, we do need to help our brothers and sisters from anywhere around the world that may need help and so on and so forth. But at the end of the day, Bahamians need to come first.
But we do have migrants in the country. We'll always offer them health care. That's not
correct.
Something that we're going to deny. But there is a smart way to do it. And there's a way we've been doing it for decades, which is not the smart
way. Not the smart way. Talking Heads. Talking Heads.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, caller.
Can you hear me? Hi.
Good afternoon.
Good day. MJ, you just said something very important. You said that we are borrowing for the new specialty hospital.
Yeah, we are.
Right. And isn't the specialty hospital for them?
The specialty hospital is for women and children. That's what we've been told.
According to the Minister of Health, Dr. Michael Shaggy Dauber.
Yeah, it's for women and children.
So.
Yeah. I think another thing that, and why I said initially that we should look at insurance tied to work permits, tied to permanent residency, is because when you, particularly if you have persons outside of the system and not contributing what Bahamians think would be their fair share, right? A lot of times those persons enter our healthcare system at the most expensive point, which is the emergency room, right?
Right.
People talk about they go to an emergency room, they got to sit on a chair.
And that's immediate response, immediate treatment.
Right.
So,
but with health insurance, you could give, you know, primary care, which is a better point to enter. Because it's expensive for us when people enter at the emergency stage. But you could give primary care, you could give urgent care, you could give diagnostics, stabilization, those sorts of things. So if we fit a better system, then it becomes more cost efficient for all of us.
Let's get back to the phone lines. Talking Heads.
Hey, guys. What's
going on? Hi.
What's happening?
That caller just a while ago made a point I was trying to tell someone the other day. If you could remember, the lady from National Insurance came on about a year and a half, 2 years ago, and said, Bahamians ain't having kids. So who having the kids? What Bahamian people need to pay attention to? Our regular PMH is in a shambles, but you're going to go build a brand new for women and children, because you only can be building it for them because they have all the children. But our own, who pay the taxes, in a shambles. That is crazy to me. Another thing, too. When you look at what's going on in this country now with the boldness of them and the bigness of them, you need to pay attention. I blame Brave for this.
You know what I mean? I really believe brave because these people now bold.
Oh, boy.
A friend of mine, wife, was to the clinic to get service. And she said it was three Bahamian, about 30-something Haitian national. You hear me?
That,
and that's only one clinic.
And those numbers are staggering. Those are the numbers that we need to know about.
Right. We really need to, Naughty, honestly and truly, we need to put someone in there who can make legislation. We need to start giving these people this residency. Real talk.
I agree.
Because I can guarantee you, if you see this continue and they decide they can form a party, you really think they can vote for F&M or PLP?
And guess what? If this election goes a certain way, then they're going to have to be rewarded.
Exactly.
And now Bahamians are going to be displaced out of jobs, position, land, opportunities, scholarships.
You hear me? So we need to pay attention that they're destroying this country because in the next couple of years, how is this going to look for our children and grandchildren? The country is filthy. I've never seen this country like this before.
Never. Not in my whole entire life, I've never seen it this dirty.
I can be real with you. All of them are not the same, you know. But majority of them, well, let me tell you something. We need to get rid. We need to start ridding them of this country.
Yeah, but...
And the first one they need to start with, that's the same president that they're in association for making them kind of statements that he made, knowing quite well they benefit in everything in this country off the Bahamian box because they call it stupid.
Good points, Cole. I got to get to the other calls, but don't be a stranger. Good points. I think I know that voice, too. Don't be no stranger. Talking heads.
Yes, good afternoon, Audie and MJ.
Hey, good afternoon.
Yes, I think the Haitian constituency has enmity towards the Bahamian constituency.
Why do you think that?
I mean, listen to the comments that was made from this latest incident from the President Obama's Haitian Association.
That was
didn't know that existed.
Yeah, no, that was a signal to the PLP to not try and put taxes on, to not give them insurance payments. That's what that was. That's
right.
What
so,
that was. We're signaling
so to
them.
When you say it's a signal too.
Yeah, it's a signal.
What's the penalty when you fail not to follow what they think their march orders are?
I don't know. I don't know.
I think we need to invoke Dominican Republic style immigration reform.
Yeah, no, I don't subscribe to that model, but I understand your frustration. Thank you very much, caller. It's clearly a signal that particular policy initiative is going to get pushback.
Yep.
But it's necessary. Like, we have to do some things in this system to make it more equitable, and we have to look at ways that make sense. You know, you can't have it. This isn't help with the affordability of some of the issues we have, particularly in healthcare. There are other countries around the world that tie in health insurance with work permits, with residency requests. Countries have done it successfully. You look at Singapore, you look at Dubai. I mean, this is not just like a fancy idea to just punish a particular group. It'll apply to everybody, and it helps them become fuller contributors to the system that they're benefiting from. And that is fair. And just because, you know, you may not like to hear that, you shouldn't accuse Bahamians of being hateful or xenophobic or nothing. We're trying to fix a system before it collapses on all of our heads, right?
Good afternoon, Naughty and MJ. The real question is why the Tribune would print such nonsense. The asinine opinion of a delusional person who has an association deserves to be the headline in a national newspaper. This was only designed to enrage the population. And for what reason?
Ooh.
My question is, why isn't the Tribune posting articles online like the Integra article that wanted to follow up on that was strangely not posted online yet? But yet they want to promote this kind of stuff that's going to invoke.
It does, because when you read the article,
I got an idea.
To that texter's point, when you read the article, right, you get no concrete figures to back up these assertions, and then you get some red herrings in there. I tell you the whole point of it, and this is my assessment, is to send a signal that don't try that with no insurance for work from
an
ordinary.
And why would you send such a threat? What looms in the distance, or what looms in the balance potentially?
It's not necessarily a threat. Everybody's going to advocate for their position and for the things they want. How it became the headline.
Oh, is that a veiled message?
How it became the headline? I have absolutely nothing in there to back up what's being said, which is that Haitians pay more for healthcare. That is not True.
But like people make time for what's important. They were too busy planning political events. They did not plan anything for our amazing swim team. Mr. Bullock could have put that political event on hold for an hour to greet those kids. He can't come back from this. A photo op after the fact is not the same
thing. I did
big,
ask.
Big fail.
I did ask Mr. Cargill what time they touched on. He said 7:30. I don't know what time that event started that the PLP had at UB the other day. But, I mean, personally, if I were the minister, I would have been at that airport at 7:30 and then just gotten to the event a little bit later. But, I mean, he made his decision. He made his choice. Now he has to live with it.
Good afternoon, Naughty and MJ. So given the rationale for the team not being available for the next day, Mr. Boleg owes Mr. Cargill an apology for his political statement and defamation.
Yeah.
Naughty, when the under-16 flag football team came back home as world champions, they came home to crickets. The minister was informed of the team's success before they came home, and that is why Pearly had you on a Thursday right here on Talking Heads, so we can make sure that our world champs in under-16 flag football were recognized.
There you go. You deserve it.
So there you go.
Well.
Good job.
Congratulations.
No excuse for Mr. Boleg. People make time for what's important. They were busy planning political events. Good afternoon. Even Miss Universe Turks and Caicos had a decent welcome home reception, and she didn't even place at Miss Universe.
Wait, hold on.
Shame on our leaders.
Oh, you're all topsy when you're ready now.
Good evening, MJ, and the no-nonsense naughty. Thank you. When will the flaming crew led by Brave Davis stop flaming those people, good residents of Freeport? We need better. Naughty and MJ, good afternoon. Tell the Haitian president to hashtag CY.
It's not the Haitian president, and you probably want to stop that right there. It's not a president. It's the president of the
I have invited Minister Boleg and several other PLP ministers on the show, but apparently, you know, Talking Heads is a show that is too real and asked, you know, the pertinent questions. So, yeah, they ain't no part of that for them. This is another government that likes to steal information from me and other brilliant persons.
Oh,
many of them have no innovative ideas, and your idea was brilliant.
I absolutely don't mind. I'm glad that they're taking up that idea. I hope that all parties do. I just want us to find a decent solution, you know? Insurance that's affordable, that gives access to certain levels of care, that'll help ease the burden a little bit on the system.
Naughty and MJ, don't you all forget about the asylum. I mean loophole asylum bill, where a bill was passed that migrants would be able to get free health care.
No, that's an emergency situation.
I got it.
That's an emergency situation. Which every country on this planet should offer. Yeah.
Good afternoon, Naughty and MJ. You know what's wrong with... You're making too much sense. And this political class will fight you for that. Naughty, watch your back when you're going to the barber shop.
What?
All right. Let me get these out of the way, then we'll get to the break. This is a slippery slope. The PLP should not cater to the Haitians. They don't play about politics. See what happened to their former president when he was going against what people wanted. Riots, burning of buildings, and eventually death.
Well, I don't know if those things are necessarily relevant to this particular discussion, but yeah. We should be able to, policymakers should be able to put ideas out there that are going to benefit the country without getting, you know, this kind of nonsense feedback and flack over trying to put an idea out there that's going to help the public. Yeah, the gentleman is way off base. He's factually inaccurate. And I don't even know what the point of the whole article was.
Naughty and MJ, please tell me which country in the Caribbean Bahamians can go to and speak out. Yeah, not too many. Let's get these phones. Get to the break. Talking heads. Next one.
Hey, caller. Talking heads.
Hey, MJ and Nadia. MJ, you are a genius with that insurance thing. And what is correct is that once we do that, the Haitians can't say that we're doing it against them because it would be against all.
Yeah, all migrants.
It would be about all non-Bahamians.
Right.
You can't license a car unless you have insurance, right?
No, exactly. All right on the roads without paying road traffic.
And as the saying goes, when in Rome, do as the Romans do. And
yeah.
According to the Romans law.
Yeah. There you go.
Okay?
Yeah.
Good stuff, man.
Whatever we put as our law, they'll have to abide by it.
Yeah.
You all have a nice...
You too, Dennis, man. Appreciate you, brother. Let's get the other call in. Talking heads.
Fish, yeah.
Hi.
Good afternoon.
Hi. How are you all?
We good. What you got for us today?
Hi. Good afternoon.
Hi, I'm gonna piggyback.
Oh, I just catch who this is now. You're loud and clear. Good to hear you. How you been? I ain't got to handle more lowness, but you can't get through. Good to hear your voice, man.
I just walk in on what MJ was saying.
Well, MJ said a lot today. What did you? What part did you walk in on that we need to address?
About Mr. President of One Association.
Yes, you're talking about Mr. Tellerin. He is a Reverend Tellerin. He's the president of the United Nations.
I don't care what his name is. I really don't. Okay, and I want him to hear me loud and clear. I am a sixth generation Bahamian. I lived in the United States. If I didn't have insurance, I had to pay out of my pocket. Okay? I wasn't signed up under their Medicaid in my country. How dare him come to my country and speak a pushback against our government, Bahamian government? I don't understand what's going on.
Yeah, it's weird. Yeah.
Why doesn't he go to Haiti and they take all of them, take their monies, and go and spend it with the Haitian hospital and help build that up? That's simple, eh?
That's a good idea.
That's really, really simple. But you could come.
Maybe they should make you a consultant.
Farmers and talk about your pay more than Bahamian.
And that's not true at all.
MJ, when I heard you say that, I was like, no, that can't be right.
Yeah, he must misunderstand how public health care works. Or he understands.
No, he misunderstands.
Yeah, maybe he does understand, but he knows what he's doing.
They understand everything. They say things to be flippant, but they are serious. No, you go be serious back in your place of birth.
Good
and
stuff.
If you're born here and your parents born there, you still go. Because, you know, we're tired of y'all.
Oh, my.
We're tired of y'all. All of a sudden, y'all got horn like Billy Goat.
How do you really feel, Carla? I got you. Good points, man. We got to get to the break, but good stuff. Very good points. Appreciate the call.
Yeah.
Let's get this other call in. Talking heads. Talking heads.
Naughty, thanks for allowing me to call back. And thank you and MJ for calming me down. I have something that Dr. San said called generic heart failure.
That's not good. Sorry to hear that.
Yeah, Naughty, I must say this. You know, it's like you come in my country and you threaten the Bahamian people. There's nothing in this country that we can't finish.
Oh boy! Oh boy! Oh boy! Oh boy!
Yeah, look like something got started in 2021 during the election season.
If
we can't fix right now,
just kind of giving a platform to someone who's just saying nonsense with no facts, no data to back it up, just to send a message to a political party that they don't want to pay this insurance. Yeah, maybe not a good idea.
Not in MJ. If we don't stand for something, we accept anything. Like PM Pinlin said, if you don't fight for your country, you don't deserve it. We're not into this illegal maneuvering. All right, let's get to the break. Flip side of the break. We'll continue the conversation. And we'll talk some sports. Texas, I'll get to the rest of your text. Callers, hold tight. It is the Friday Weekend Review edition of Talking Heads with Naughty and MJ, and it continues right after this.
Tell them, look at me, boy. I hope your son don't have a... never be a D-boy.
It's back, Agri-Expo 2026, presented by the Ministry of Agriculture and Marine Resources, April 10th through 12th at the Gladstone Road Agriculture Center. Agriculture, our heritage, our future, comes alive with the latest farming technologies. Exciting cooking demonstrations and competitions, Bahamian farmers and vendors from across the islands, fun for the kids at the Kitty Corner, nightly musical concerts, and free admission for everyone. Bring the whole family and celebrate what feeds our nation. Agri-Expo 2026. Let's get growing.
The Whopper with cheese at Burger King Nassau has never tasted so good. It's made with 100% flame-grilled beef that's juicier, topped with fresh ingredients as usual, and even fluffier buns. Get a regular Whopper with cheese combo for only $9, including VAT, and enjoy and tastier. The only place to get your Whopper with cheese combo is at Burger King Nassau, where it's grill time anytime.
John's Shoes and Accessories is your one-stop shop for all your footwear needs. You will find what you're looking for among the growing collection of classic and trendy styles with new arrivals every week. John's covers the whole family and has great prices, helpful and friendly customer service. Your experience shopping with us will be time well spent. Shop with us online at www.johnshoes.com. John's also now carries small home appliances. So come on into John's, located on Rosetta Street in Palmdale and Carmichael Road West. John's, we put fashion at your feet.
With Lysol, you can disinfect all surfaces inside and outside your home. When used as directed, Lysol eliminates 99.9% of bacteria, fungus, and viruses. Maintain a healthy home by preventing sickness and keeping infections under control. Don't just clean your surfaces, disinfect them. Lysol does more for you and your family. That's our mission for health. Distributed by Thompson Trading Company.
Planning a day at the beach? We supply a wide variety of beach toys, floats, and pails, now at 15% off. Protect your family from the harmful UVA and UVB rays with copper-toned sunblock at special low pricing all summer long. Partying with friends and family? We have you covered with Kingsford charcoal for all your grilling needs, with four convenient locations to serve you at Harbor Bay on West Plaza. Happy 42nd Independence, Bahamas, from Lowe's Pharmacy, where we care about your health.
New roads and airports are connecting our islands. Energy reform is bringing electricity prices down, while young Bahamians are stepping up, gaining new skills for new opportunities. Respect for workers. Support for entrepreneurs. We're modernizing energy and infrastructure across our islands and preparing Bahamians to succeed in a new economy. Transformations this big take time. Let's choose progress. Paid for by the PLP.
You're listening to Talking Heads with Naughty and Mary Jane. Only on Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM.
We're back at you on the Friday, April 10th edition of Talking Heads, Naughty and MJ, and your company right up until 6 p.m. Real quick, I would like to send a special shout out to the Ministry of Works, the road crew, and the road repair crew, who did an excellent job. I got a call from a couple of residents in the St. Albans area saying, Naughty, come take a picture. They're doing a good job. They're out here getting it fixed. That was over a trench that wasn't paved properly. It started to cave in because it was a shoddy job done in the first place. They came in, they've replaced it, they put full concrete, they've stabilized it. They did an excellent job. Props to the crew from the Ministry of Works Road Repair Department. All right? And again, yes, my neighbor, I know you're a long time, but yes, without fares, Anton. But listen, don't be tagging me on Facebook talking about Sabas fixed that today, because that's a lie.
Okay.
That's a lie. And every time you go on Facebook,
politics.
This administration does lie too much.
Oh, boy.
Stop grooming a potential next member of this administration to lie.
Oh, boy.
By perpetrating on Facebook, Anton Wallace is talking to you. You're still my boy. One of the best falsettos in the country.
Isn't it?
La, 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 la.
Everyone claiming credit for everything. I mean, this is the season to do it. No, I get it. I get it.
When I've seen neighbors, FNMPLPCOI, beat up their gums, sign petitions, make noise.
Isn't that what Mr. Major said down in
there? Mr. Sears was a lousy MP, didn't do it. Mr. Robinson and Mr. Bastian are vying to be the next MP. They didn't do it. This was done by the Ministry of Works. Nobody can't claim credit for it.
And Mr.
This is a victory for the residents and the beater up of the gums like me who come on this station and say, get it right.
And Mr. Major said in Southern Shores that everybody was taking credit for Ministry of or some stuff that he did. So we see that.
Speaking of Southern Shores, we see why you all do print that way, man?
We see even Works is like really politicized, you know what I mean? And everyone wants to take credit for everything, especially this last moment.
Boy, y'all, listen to me. I just could say this. The PLP, y'all is the coolest. Why y'all do Clint like that?
What are we talking about?
Why y'all do Clint like that?
What are we talking about?
Put him through all that rigmarole and hullabaloo and tell him to leave the building and had dude all
what,
threatening.
What is this? This was all allegedly stuff?
Allegedly,
I don't know what you're talking about. Okay.
Allegedly, yeah. Was told to leave the building and take a 100-day vacation, allegedly, and allegedly it was so upsetting to Clinton, he had to go home and confide to family members, and then allegedly his mummy run hot and roll down and say, look here.
What?
Look here. You, my man from Pinewood.
Y'all need to stop.
You need to put this boy back on the job.
Y'all need to stop.
Think guys, play. Let me call Bert.
Pinewood. Oh, you mean the minute? Oh, yeah, that's right. Because he's responsible for broadcasting. Okay. Let's.
If I wanted to punish Clint, I wouldn't put him through all of that. I'd just make him take two meets instead of four.
Let's go to the phone lines.
Talking heads.
Hello. Good day, Naughty.
Good afternoon.
Good day. I'm MJ.
Hi. Good afternoon.
Then the Bible tent. You know, that's the end. And we think about the ghost and the voodoo man and the boy. We say, ten, the Bible, ten. Then the spirit go away. Remember that one?
Yeah. Ten, the Bible,
yeah,
ten.
And then the 12, right? Ten, the Bible, ten, to keep the voodoo man away. And two new flag of Haitian embassy was supposed to be closed, thinking brand new. To let them know, look at all posters. You see one man on that, next man, two man. You work for that man.
Okay.
Vote for that man? Listen.
Confused at the end.
No, your Haitian accent was slipping out of there. No.
What are we doing?
Say,
the
poster
doing?
With two men, vote for that man?
It's a lot. Oh, boy.
Now, if you're trying to be funny, I can be honest with you. You need to work on that Creole accent, all right? Listen, because that was weak, just like your contribution. And if you want to have better contributions, you can go online. I think maybe in May it should be available for you on Amazon. It's How to Be a Better Talk Show Host Caller, How to Rock the Mic Right and Make a Good Impression on Talk Shows. Yeah, you just get that. It's only $9.99. Listen to that product and content that I put out. It'll help you be a better caller when you call talk shows.
You're on one today.
Texters,
we see you. Love you.
And here we
go.
Let's
get to the text lines.
Jumping right on in.
Get as many in as we can.
It's a shame so close to elections, Black Bahamians focusing on Haitians and not the government policy. By the way, Haitians contribute to keep NIB afloat. Yes, we have to focus on the policy when our policies are being, for lack of a better word, compromised by foreign nationals, in particular Haitians in this instance. So what are you talking about?
I think people...
We have to focus on it if it's a problem, and we have to focus on the policy as well. So I agree they should play health insurance. And they should contribute to NIB.
I mean, if you're working...
But hold on, it is not just Haitians that keep NIB afloat, you conk. Right back at you, Tester. Listen, they do the same thing Bahamians do and other foreign nationals from other parts of the world do. They got to pay NIB. So what? Colombians, Cubans, Peruvians, Canadians, Americans, Great Britons, Australians, and I call a lot of people who I know here from these countries that got to pay NIB too. So what's your point? You ain't special. Stop thinking you special because one or two desperate politicians made y'all think so a couple years ago, go into the polls. You aren't special. You know who's special in the Bahamas? Bahamians.
So this is the thing about policies. It's very interesting that Texter said to focus on policies. That was one of the things that the minister did. He put forth some policy proposals that they say they'll try to do in the next term. And this is subtle push, maybe not so subtle because they got the headline of the Tribune. This is pushback against that idea that everybody should be paying their fair share. And as I explained earlier, this healthcare deal, just like education, they say no, paying our fair share. It's not because the cost.
I think that
does
to me,
not,
I could be honest with you.
The fees don't cover the cost.
That to me, I take as a veiled threat by Reverend. Teller,
I don't think it's a threat.
No, that if you make us pay health insurance, you're expecting us to do a thing for you on the 12th?
I don't think it's...
Watch it now. Don't push it.
I don't think it's a threat. I think he's either misguided or misinformed. But what he said is not factual. It is not truthful. It is not accurate. And then he mixes in some stuff there about NIB. NIB does not contribute in a direct way, not the way you're trying to put in this article about healthcare. And then you talk about status. And I already explained to you that if you come to our country the proper way, you come through our borders lawfully, then your status, when you come through the immigration, your status is quite clear. You want to work permit? That's your status. That is your status. When you talk about waiting forever for status, we're mostly talking about undocumented migrants. Let's be honest about that. And I'm sorry, no, you're not going to get the status that you are talking about in 6 months, in a year. It takes time, particularly when a system and resources are overburdened. Okay? That's just reality, not just in this country, but other countries as well.
I think Haitians need to be reminded that no one is forcing them to live here. Good point, Dexter.
And when we make policies, and I think this is important to say, it's never going to be just Haitians that they're directed towards. Now, they get a lot of attention because they're the largest group here, particularly undocumented. But you go down to Trinidad, their problem is Venezuelans. Why? Because Venezuela's next door, and a lot of people go to that country, and they have issues with, you know, migration. So it's not a pinpointing of Haitians, but you have the numbers, and now you're speaking out, apparently telling us that you pay more than we do, which is factually inaccurate. You're going to get pushback because you're loud, and you're wrong, and you're trying to be strong. No.
Good afternoon, Naughty and MJ. You guys should have a look at the Lyndon Pinning Award that was recently awarded to police officers. All are clowns of the PLP. No work experience or qualifications. Promotions to boss level as well.
Oh,
keep an
on.
Eye out on the police promotion that soon come out. You think the force is bad now.
Do we think that there's some politicization in the force? Of course there is, but I'm hoping that the recipients are, you know, worthy.
Just tuning in here, and please correct me if I'm wrong, but why is there the view that Haitians are an intense stain on the backs of Bahamians, a strain on the backs of Bahamians? We have a regressive tax system. Unless they come with all of the things they need to survive, they are taxed and contribute to the economy with their spending. Now, hear me out. I know we go to NIB in spending, but what I want to raise really is that they are low-hanging fruit. Many of young people are entitled and lazy. When all of the Haitians are gone, our complaint would be the white man and the system again. And if all those expats are gone, the issue would be the Bahamians who work hard. We have an identity. Consider U.S. for a second. Flags fly all year. Their movies feature them and the hero of everything. National anthems at every event. Even private sporting associations call themselves world champions. They nationally condition themselves in a while or in a way that can't easily be overrun. Where is ours? Is immigration a problem? Yes. But I'm just frustrated hearing my people complain about one group as the end all, while our own priorities are deteriorating. You want to stop playing a violin now for me, somebody?
I think
we have become distracted. I don't see Haitians leaving my beaches filthy and tossing trash out of their car.
No, they leave
shanty towns and debris from shanty towns, and they illegally occupy Crown land. Listen to me. This is why we are in the way we are in. Jellybag Bahamians like you, Dexter. This our country.
Get a
backbone and some bollocks and remind people wherever they come from in the world, Haiti or wherever else, this is our country and we come first. And stop turning into a yellow belly sapsucker and letting people trample you in your own country.
So this is I think important.
If you're Bahamian, if you're Asian Bahamian or you're pro Haitian or you're Haitian here and you got an issue with it,
so
know your role, shut your mouth.
So here's the thing: you would say I've heard, and it was in this article in the Tribune, we pay national insurance. What national insurance is one part of it. I mean, there's so many taxes and that we have to, as Bahamians, participate in this particular society to keep it going. Like I said earlier, that is one part of it, but we also have property taxes. It's a fair share being paid on property taxes. It's a fair share being paid on other, like, and business activities, when a lot of undocumented persons are not fully captured in this economy. No, you're not paying your fair share in some cases. If you are here legally, government mandates, and you will be paying your fair share. But you can't just say, oh, we all pay national insurance. The point is, come to the country legally, participate in our economy, compete fairly. And I think Bahamians will view this situation a different way because we will be able to manage capacity. But let's be honest, the unspoken part is undocumented migrants are a part of the problem that we're facing in this country. And we can't sugarcoat it anymore because as we look at our national debt that continues to rise,
what it is.
Things are just getting worse. So what we are proposing is some stabilization, some sensible policies. And we're here, and I'll stop talking about these people. It's for all migrants. Participate fairly in our system.
We need to limit these people from speaking out publicly. These people need to speak in English in public and not in Creole. We need to create policy and laws to stop them from getting citizenship and permanent residency. We only have about 400,000 persons here. These people have a short-term plan to take us over.
I think the numbers are concerning for Bahamians. You know, you're dealing with large visitors, from a country of millions and we're 400,000. So there is some anxiety there, but it's fair because it is a numbers game. Do I say stop speaking Creole? No, I don't think that needs to be it. But maybe our government should just stop handing out citizenships willy-nilly. Maybe we should do that.
All right, let me get the rest of these in before we get out of here. Mario Boleg said he paved the road in front of Sabah's car lot. Take note of that, Naughty. I am a born Bahamian to the point the COI will call me organic. Stop being so judgmental. Nothing I said was like, yes, there's plenty that you said, Rasta Flat Earth. That's why I got to call you Rasta Flathead. Because some of these policies that you're making are absolutely idiotic. I must put somebody else in front of me in my own country because they pay NIB. Everybody in their modest pay NIB here, buddy.
And some of us ain't going to get out already.
Bunking your foolishness. And hit me back again on Monday and we'll do it all over again, Rasta Flathead. Lot of mercy. Go hold your Sabbath, all right, Rasta? Have a good one. Naughty and MJ, they should pay more. They are the biggest burden to our economy and our country. And the immigrants from everywhere are much smarter than we are. They see what we do not see. They know we will soon stop the flow of them coming in. They want to get in before the Hamas government stops giving them permanent residency and citizenship. They work together while we fight and not support our own people. There you go. We got everybody texted in. Have a great weekend. Be sure to join us on Sunday for the press box. All right? Right here on Guardian Radio, 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. We'll talk all things sports. All right, and we'll definitely have it fully loaded for you, all right? But for MJ and for everybody who called in, texted in, chimed in, whether we agree or disagree, man, we are talking heads, and that's part of the most important thing, having the conversation to make the country better. And sometimes we got to talk about the tough things in order to do so. All right, so be good, Bahamas, and if you can't be good at it. Me and MJ will see you on Monday right here on Talking Heads.
What you've been through, no matter what you into, no matter what you see when you look outside your window, brown grass or green grass, picket fence or barbed wire, never ever put them down, you just lift your arms higher.